Alex Stone is live with us from South Korea. Alex, good morning to you.
And Pat, good morning to you. And all the talk here is about Shaun White, as it is in the U.S., and what he was able to pull off. Now, 31 years old, the elder statesman of snowboarding, and he says he doesn't know if he's done yet, but he is now the only American man to win gold medals at 3 Winter Olympics. He broke that record. Also, the gold that he won was the 100th gold medal ever won by Team USA at the Winter Olympics. So it meant a lot, the 97.75 score on his final run. He says that this was revenge for Sochi 4 years ago when he was expected to do well, came in and clipped his board and went down and fell and was never really able to recover and didn't medal in Sochi. That was something that haunted him. People said he was washed up, that he was done, that he was too old to compete. He's saying, look at me now. I was able to come back.
And what I'm wondering, Alex, if there is talk over there like there is here about allegations against Shaun White at the same time he's winning this medal.
Yeah, well, it's something he's having to address now because this lawsuit did come forward. It has now been made public. It's back from 2016. The female drummer in his band alleges that he made her watch very explicit videos, that he talked very explicitly around her, that there was some physical contact. She says that it was pervasive sexual harassment that went on for quite some time. Now, ABC News asked him about that at the post-win news conference that he had. He didn't have a whole lot to say except that he says that his family supports him and he knows how he lives every day. When the follow-up question was asked, he said he didn't want to talk about gossip. Well, now he's apologizing for that comment, saying gossip was the wrong word, that was the wrong word choice in today's world, and that he has learned a lot over the years. So he's not directly addressing the lawsuit, which, by the way, he settled a couple of years ago. It was put to rest, but he won't explain any more about it, except that we now know it's out there.
I don't know what NBC could want more than what happened last night. You got Shaun White, a well-known Olympic commodity there, standing with the final run in the half pipe. He actually thought about quitting the sport a year ago after landing on his face. I mean, it was amazing theater to watch that last run last night.
Well, very much so. And how much would they love him to come back in the Summer Olympics and do skateboarding? Now that skateboarding is coming to the Summer Games, he says that is something that he would potentially think about if he could get into it. And then he's still not discounting coming back in 4 years to another Winter Olympics. He'd be 35 years old. He hasn't gone either way on that. This could be the end of it. He could continue on. That would be huge. A lot of people would tune in.
Maybe he could be like PETA, the Tongan, and just switch sports and, like, well, skateboarding, yeah, snowboarding, possibly, or come in on, he could curl if he wants to.
Quite possibly, and, you know, or he could be like him and, you know, take off his shirt and oil himself up, and it would be the same that way, too.
Yep, that's
lots
right.
Lots of delays on the mountain. What do we got as far as alpine skiing getting going here?
Yeah, that's a concern here and now with alpine skiing is that the winds are still strong. They have had to actually delay more events, the biathlon, some other alpine events yesterday, our time, today, your time. And so the winds are still creating this problem. Every day the meteorologists say the winds are going to die down. Every morning we wake up and it's still 50-mile-an-hour winds. They need them to die down. The schedule is going to get very back-heavy here very quickly. And then it really will become a question of can they get it all in the amount of time, and what happens if there is bad weather next week. So they're crossing their fingers that tomorrow and later tonight that they are going to be able to get in those alpine events. Michaela Schifrin, the other big names, they can finally go for gold. We'll have to see if they can get it in. It will be a game-time decision.
Indeed. And just advance warning, Alex, tomorrow morning when you check in with us, I'd love for you to talk about a little bit about your experience there in South Korea, okay?
Sure. I'll tell you about all my dumplings and fried chicken and beer.
Okay, sounds perfect. That's a great way to start. Thanks, Alex. That is Alex Stone from ABC News Live from South Korea talking Olympics, as we are doing every day at this time during the Olympic period.